Hey everyone, this is a special announcement for something that we're doing tomorrow. I'm so excited that I'm just one day away from the launch of the Be the Change Kickstarter campaign. And I'll be honest, I'm really nervous about it too. I've never put myself out there like this before, and I have no idea what's going to happen. That's why I want to ask you for your support. So let me tell you about the campaign. As you know, I'm just a regular dude. I'm just like you. I've just been through some extraordinary tragedies. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I lost my mom in a car accident in 1991. You also know that in 1995, my 9-year-old brother was kidnapped and murdered. In 2009, I don't talk about this a lot, but my stepmother died from a heart attack, and that's why I dropped out of school the second time. And in 2012, my 35-year-old sister committed suicide. And as you may have known or may have not known, she was an advocate for missing children. She spent a lot of her time working to help missing children. And the truth is she never recovered from my brother's loss. So after all that, I was wrecked. I was so lost. I couldn't take it anymore. I was devastated. I was physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially broken. And that financial part, I mean, it, on top of everything else, having that stress, let me tell you, it's hard to get yourself up just to make ends meet so you can just do the basic things like pay your bills and go buy food. And I'll tell you, after a while, I realized the choices I was causing were creating even more pain than I was left with from being through these tragedies. And that's when I started to rebuild my life. That's when I started over. And it was at that point where I realized I couldn't live this way anymore, that I started experimenting with self-help books and getting into fitness and doing everything, not to build up my muscles and to burn fat, that was part of it, but to really make myself feel good. Anything I could do, I felt so bad, so down, so depressed, so hopeless that I was desperate to do anything to make my life better. And that's when I set out to create a new life, to honor my mother, my brother, my sister, that will never have the opportunity to live a legendary life or any life. Their lives are over. And this podcast that I started was out of inspiration. I talk about that a lot, but it also came from a desperate part of me, a feeling like I need to do something bigger in life. And as I talk about it a lot, I want to inspire people. I want to help people overcome adversity and win in life and all the other great things that I say. But to be honest, and I was thinking about this the other day, part of it is self-preservation and survival at a deeper level, because I do care about other people and I do care about making a difference in the world, but I also care about staying alive. And I feel like if I just kept training people, if I didn't do something bigger, if I didn't put myself out there and start sharing my story, then a part of me would die and I would be depressed for the rest of my life. Because something I don't talk about, but it gets pretty dark at times. It gets hard. You hear me at my best when I'm on the podcast, when I'm talking to all the amazing guests. But what I don't talk about, because I don't get on here and do that, I don't know if I should sometimes, but I'm telling you now, sometimes it gets very dark for me. And I went through a really hard time last year towards the last few months. I was crying. And, you know, out of that frustration, we decided to create this Be the Change movement to help more people, to reach more people with the message, the mission of Legendary Life, to also help people overcome any challenges they have in to achieve their goals. And also to, man, to help me, to help Giselle, to help us get to a bigger level, to where we are doing what we feel like we need to do, not just to be at cause in the world, but to make ourselves happy as well. Because when I'm happy, I'm at my best. And as I say many times, you have to go and do what makes you come alive in the world. And if you're not doing that, you're kind of dead inside. So let's bring this back to you. Have you ever set big goals but failed to accomplish them? It's super frustrating. And this idea, this movement, the Be the Change movement, is here to help you set and accomplish your goals. That's why we came up with the Be the Change card. And when you join the movement, you get the free card. You get, so you can write down your goals and use it as a symbol of your commitment. And why? Why is that effective? Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you already know. But if you haven't, it's based on research. Because according to a recent study from Dominican University in California by Dr. Gail Matthews, there is an effective way to set your goals so it's more likely that you will achieve them. And the three big things were writing down your goals, announcing it to your friends, announcing it publicly, and accountability. Having to report to someone or to a movement like Be the Change movement so that we hear what you're up to and give you feedback and say, hey, I care, I'm listening, I'm with you. I will not let you give up if you are willing to put in the effort and to connect with us. So based on that study, we created the Be the Change card. And to encourage you to take action, I'm offering to send 5 goal cards to anywhere in the world at no cost. To anyone anywhere in the world at no cost. And our goal is to reach over 160 countries with the message. And we've hit 10 countries, but we need your help because this is a mission to make a difference. And I'll tell you, most people fail because they fail at their goals because they lack an understanding of how to set proper goals, and they lack people who support them, who actually care. Because the dark side of personal development is that some people don't want you to change in your life, but I do. I want you to be your best. I want to hear that you have completely changed your life. You look back a year ago, a year from now at this day, and it's completely different, all because you became part of the movement. You started to take action. So what we're doing is we're going to create a Facebook community specifically for the people involved in the movement. And that is something you get by backing the campaign at $5 or higher. You'll gain access to exclusive and private Facebook community, where I'm going to be reaching out to you. We're going to be supporting each other through it. Also, I'm going to make a special podcast series just for those people who are part of the movement. And I want 2016 to be remarkable. I don't want you to look back at 2016 and say to yourself, well, I started out with a bang. I had all these resolutions or goals or dreams. And you know what? I fizzled out because life got in the way, because I lost my motivation, because people kept pulling me away. When I was trying to lose weight, they keep asking me to go out, watch football games, drink beer, and eat chicken wings. When I wanted to work on myself and go to seminars, people were dragging me out, trying to get me to go to clubs or go to bars and drink. I don't want you to look back on your life and see that happen. I want you to be surrounded by people who truly care and provide support for you. And why am I doing this? In case you didn't gather, because like I said before, my mother, my brother, my sister will never have an opportunity to do anything in anything big in their lives or anything at all. But you and I have that opportunity. And I'll tell you, that's one of the biggest learning lessons that I got from dealing with all that tragedy is you have to step up in your life. You have to go for it. Even if you don't reach it, you must try. You don't want to be left at the end of your life thinking, you know, things were okay, but I regret not trying to do those things I really wanted to go after. Because I want you to live a life full of accomplishments, and I'm on a mission to make that happen, not just for me, but for you as well. So here's the top seven things that I want you to do. I want you to financially support this campaign. In fact, we really need to hit the goal in the first 48 hours. That's what we're shooting for. So please, if you can give $5, $20, $15, $10, whatever it is, please donate. Two, share this project through social media. We'll provide you the links. Please, we need to get it out to more people. Three, invite your family and friends to join us to financially support this effort. Four, visit legendarylifepodcast.com. Make sure you sign up to the list there, because we're going to be sending you out. We're going to be sending you out all types of information about the goal campaigns and everything else. And if you've already been a part of my list, you know that I don't just hit you up with what other people do on the list. I email you the episodes and some articles, but I don't try to sell you something every week or at all, really. I don't think I've ever even offered to sell anything over it. So don't think this is about that. Five, go to the Facebook page for Legendary Life. Like it. You'll get the link if you go to the show notes for the Be the Change episode. Six, share your goal card through social media. Tag it with hashtag Legendary Life. And you can also, you can print out the cards if you don't want us to mail them to you. And seven, commit to taking action towards your goal. Stop making the excuses. Stop letting your past hold you back. Reject your identity, your unsuccessful identity, and adopt a new identity. One that, okay, accepts the problems, the external circumstances, but takes action in spite of them. And let me tell you briefly what the money is for, because this is super important. 30% of it is going to go for the advertising cost to promote the movement and social media blogs and other internet channels. 30% for production costs of a year-long podcast series, the exclusive podcast series that I told you about, where we get deep on helping the participants of the movement to achieve their goals. 20% is going to go to the production and shipping costs of the Legendary Life cards to spread throughout the world and to keep the movement going. And 20%, and this part is super important to me, for raising awareness about the Jimmy Rice Center, which is my family's charity that was started in my brother's name after he was kidnapped, raped, and murdered. And if you don't know what we do there, and it's a nonprofit, by the way, it helps our fight in finding abducted and missing children in the U.S., and specifically through donating bloodhounds to law enforcement, because bloodhounds are amazing, amazing dogs. And I love dogs, by the way, total dog person over here. But bloodhounds are exceptionally special because they can track people for hours. And we've had many successful cases of children that have gone missing, or even elderly individuals that have gone missing and been found through bloodhounds. And that's something that we're very passionate about. And more importantly, it works. It works. And we want to go. Here's the thing. We have an $8,000 minimum goal. I love if we could go over that. But if you can help me get to a higher funding figure, it's going to allow me to cover the podcast costs for a year. It's costing us about $500 a month to put this podcast up the way we're doing it. That's including all the things that we do. It will also help me create 12 live webinars with special guests for all backers. So if you're a backer, imagine hopping on with some of the amazing guests that I've had in the past on the podcast, except now you're going to be live listening to them and able to ask them questions. Another thing is to raise more awareness about the Jimmy Rice Center around the U.S. and to help more families find their loved ones. And the bonus is if we get to higher than the $8,000, I promise to create a live webinar for all the backers to help them overcome any adversity in their life to get ready to create the life they want. I'll make one webinar for every $5,000 over the $8,000 goal. So don't stop helping this project if we hit the minimum. And I want you to check out the campaign. If you're part of the list already, I'll email it to you. And if you're not part of the list, go to legendarylifepodcast.com and check it out. It'll be a big pop-up on the website for a while. That's what Giselle's decided to do. And by the way, we're giving away rewards. We put together some really cool rewards. We've got the Be the Change wristband. I'm actually wearing it right now. We've created some other perks that I want you to check out, including the Be the Change shirt, Legendary Life shirt, webinars, customized podcast about your goals, or sponsor a podcast episode. You can get a Skype with me. You can get a 3-month online small group coaching membership. You can get a half-day live experience with me. There's all sorts of things. Go to the link when I send it to you. Check it out. See what's right for you. But please help me. If you have benefited from this podcast, I have not asked you for much. iTunes reviews, you know, that type of thing. I am asking for your help now. If I have touched your life, if this podcast has made a difference for you, I am asking for your help. So this is something that is going to help not just me, but it will help you as well, because as I'm able to put more back into this show to grow it bigger, to get bigger guests, I'll get whoever you want on here, but they need a reason. And the bigger this grows, the bigger reason I can give people to come on this show to share their time with you. I would love to even make this into a live interview face-to-face, perhaps at a studio, perhaps traveling. And I want to leave you with this. The challenges that we're facing right now is, number one, the Jimmy Rice Center is running out of money. Straight up. It's a great charity that donates bloodhounds, like I talked about, to law enforcement to help them find missing people. And there's some amazing stories of how they've rescued children that have gone missing, but not enough people know about it. So I am actually a director of the Jimmy Rice Center, and it's time that I made a difference to help raise awareness about what the center is doing all over the U.S. to help people find their missing loved ones. Second, you may not know this, but maintaining this podcast is a huge ordeal. And for those of you that have podcasts, you know, because it's one thing to get on and say what you want into the mic, put it up, and be done with it. But that doesn't get you anywhere. So I want you to know I've invested more than $20,000 of my own money and thousands of hours over the past 2 years to make this into what it is today. And I'll tell you, I have zero regrets. I'm happy I did it. In fact, it's allowed me to, it's allowed me an opportunity to really make a difference, the difference that I wasn't able to make when I was just working one-on-one with my personal training clients, being a rock star to them and helping them. Now I'm able to get out there and inspire more people. And like I said, I have no regrets about it because I was able to reach thousands of people. It's amazing what has happened with this podcast. But if you help me with this campaign, I'll be able to even reach more people to help them change their lives. I can make this better for you, and we all win together. So change yourself, change the world. And if this happens, we've all succeeded. We all win. That's what I want to leave you with. Please check out the campaign on Kickstarter. If you type in Be the Change, you'll see it. It'll launch Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. You can also go to the website and check it out there. And again, if you believe in me, I'm asking you for your help and for your support. Thank you.